AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.'s daughter called Reverend Jesse Jackson a gifted negotiator and a courageous bridge builder. His family says Jackson died at his home in Chicago. He was 84. Illinois Democratic Congressman Danny Davis is a longtime friend.
Chicago has become a center of the universe in terms of social activism, social involvement, and people power. Much of that, of course, can be attributed to Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Jesse Jackson also ran twice for president. Reverend Al Sharpton says Jackson never gave up the civil rights fight.
I once said to him, "You already in history, you've gotten all the honors. Why do you keep going?" He said, "I never learned how to retire." He said, "You got to remember, Al, Dr. King was killed at 39 years old. Med Gevers was killed at 39 years old. Malcolm X was killed at 39. We were never raised to be 40 years old."
President Trump remembered Jesse Jackson in a social media post, calling him a good man with lots of personality, grit, and street smarts. The military says it carried out strikes on three boats accused of smuggling drugs in Latin American waters. 11 people were killed. Sources tell the AP the Justice Department issued new subpoenas in the investigation into perceived adversaries of President Trump and the U.S. government response to Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Stephen Colbert says his interview with Texas Democrat James Tallarico was pulled from last night's CBS broadcast over fears it would violate equal time guidance from the Federal Communications Commission. Tallarico is among the Democrats running for Republican Senator John Cornyn's seat. The Olympic final for the women's snowboarding slopestyle has been called off and pushed back a day because of heavy snow in Italy. This is AP News. A business change connected to Jeffrey Epstein.
Thomas Pritzker will retire as the executive chairman of Hyatt Hotels after details of his affiliation with Jeffrey Epstein were revealed in documents related to the investigation of ties the notorious sex trafficker had to the elite and powerful. In a statement, Pritzker said he deeply regrets his association with Epstein and his convicted co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell. Emails between Pritzker and Epstein are in a cache of documents released by the DOJ. This comes days after the Dubai government announced a new chairman for logistics company DP World, replacing the outgoing head, Sultan Ahmed bin Salem, who was also named in the Epstein documents. I'm Julie Walker.
The Trump family company wants to trademark the use of the president's name on any airports, but says it doesn't plan on charging a fee, at least for a proposed renaming of an airport near the president's Florida home. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.